I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. Crime novelist Raymond Chandler wrote in The Big Sleep that it's a nice state of affairs when a man has to indulge his vices by proxy. Switch out the word man with federal government and you have a kind of fascism that the average person may suspect but had no means of confirming it until recently. Elon Musk exposed that the White House illegally suppressed free speech on Twitter. They're not alone. Elements inside the CDC and the FBI likely violated the First Amendment. By financing third parties to work with social sites to limit free speech, primarily of conservatives, some people on the left also found their posts canceled or shadow banned. The kind of betrayal our government committed on the American people through middlemen is a scary prospect, and not unlike what we see in a fascist or totalitarian state. The Supreme Court had to step in to put a stop to the federal government pulling this kind of scam. It's kind of lukewarm, though, because they can still connect with social media. Except for now, the practice of fascism by proxy will be under watchful eyes. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.